This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Inn with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. Welcome to The Lioness Inn. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Hey, 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 Westle. It's your girl, Chin Weezy. And you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I am your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, a.k.a. Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Chin Chin, a.k.a. Chin Weezy the Great, a.k.a. Madam Weezy, a.k.a. yours truly. Happy, happy something, happy life, happy gratitude, happy whatever is going on in your life. I'm happy for you, and I want to welcome you to another episode of The Lioness Den. Shout out to them LSU Tigers, the real Tigers, baby. I told y'all, I ain't even got to scream and shout because I told y'all. With my mother and I were watching that game, my mother, brother, and I were watching that game. My mom said, you know, the whole game, you were never worried. I said, because, Ma, it's their time. Like, it's LSU's time. It's been a long time coming. That team, you could tell that they are one team, one heartbeat, as their motto states. You can just tell. And I said, even though they got a lot of penalties that night, I said, Ma, they could have gotten 100 penalties for 20 yards, 15 yards, 15 yards, 15 yards. They still would have won that game because it was their time. And so just, you know, let that be a reminder that it's your time. Whatever you're doing right now in your life, it's your season. As William Murphy said, everything is working together for your good. It's your time. Whatever time it is, it's your time. And I need you to understand, according to Abraham Hicks, that whatever you see right now is already old. You can't be fixated on what you see in the present because the present is already behind, boo. You got to focus on what's coming and you got to be grateful for what you have now so that you can even begin to see what is ahead of you, okay? And I feel like what I wanted to talk about just got thrown out the window. I wanted to talk about abuse. I think it's an important topic, especially in the wake of what happened with Azriel Cleary and Joycelyn Savage and R. Kelly. If you don't know, we'll talk about it. But also, I want to talk about manifestation too. So right now, actually, I'm just trying to decide as I'm talking to you guys, I'm trying to work through what it is I want to talk about. And you know what? I'm going to take a quick poll and I'll be right back. Y'all give me 1 second.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Spoken. And the poll I took was with Spirit, just that fast. So we're going to talk about both because they're both very, very, very important. I'm trying to get this mic adjusted. I've got a new setup here. Just trying to get comfortable. My mic is just, okay. We're going to get it together. So we're going to talk about both. So also make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's ChinweYBB. And you can check me out on YouTube at Chinwe Cook, ChinweCook, for all of my live performances. My Nothing New mixtape is on there. Nothing New is available on Google Play. And Nothing New Volume 1, sorry, is available on Google Play as well as Spotify. I'm still waiting to hear back from Apple Music. It's taking them a while. So in the meantime, I'm not promoting nothing except on my live feeds, like my podcast and my just my podcast, because I don't want to do that again where I count my chickens before they hatch. which is something I'm learning about manifestation. So first we're going to talk about manifestation because it's kind of brief based on my experiences, and then we'll get into the abuse. So I call this the manifestation proclamation, okay? And I heard last summer that the atmosphere was fertile. I heard Katie Bo say it on the radio 102.5 in Atlanta, that the atmosphere is fertile. And I genuinely believe that the atmosphere is still fertile. And, you know, we just have to be patient enough to reap the fertile soil, what comes of the fertile soil. But the atmosphere is always fertile, I believe. So when it comes to manifesting things, this is what I've learned in my experience. One, you have to believe. That's the first step. You got to believe and you got to ask. And then once you ask, you start working towards it to show God that you're serious. And it's as simple as that. I mean, we make things way more complicated in this 3D realm. We make it way more complicated than it has to be. You ask, I see it, I want it. I work hard. I done jacked up the whole formation. I see it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I'm sorry, I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. B was talking about manifestation. That's all that is. I dream it, I visualize it. Told y'all I've been doing this 30-day doxy meditation. I visualize it, I feel it. I think about how it feels to have these things, what people around me are saying, what I'm saying to people, what it looks like, what it smells like, how I feel when I receive it in that moment. And, you know, I make little steps towards making that happen. And, you know, when you are really patient and you stop and you ask God, guide my path, light my feet, God will show you the way every single time. Every single time, God will show you the way. Okay? So it's just a manner of being patient and, yes, being patient. Okay. Step two, you got to meet God halfway. We talked about that. Doing research, being fiscally responsible, being obedient is very, very, very important. You have to be obedient. When God tells you to move, you got to move. And it's going to be scary. I've been dealing with so much anxiety this week. It's not even funny. I'm not a person that typically deals with anxiety like that. I'm typically pretty okay in social settings. You know what I mean? I'm not super empathic. I'm not like a super empath. Like I can feel energy and I can feel vibes. But for me, I was telling my dad, like I kind of get a delayed vibe. My vibe reader is very much so delayed. So what happens is, and actually I just changed my mind again because that abuse column is so long. And it's so detailed, and I really want to take my time and go through each point. And so right now, I'm just going to use this podcast to talk about manifestation. So we're going to talk about Azriel Clary, Joycelyn Savage, and abuse next week. Today, we're just going to talk about manifestation. We're going to keep it light, keep it fluffy. And next week, we'll really dive into it to help me close out this chapter. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, anxiety. I've been dealing with anxiety really, really bad. I've been perspiring. I was perspiring like earlier in the week when I moved to New York, and I don't know why I was moving. I just know that, and I talked about this in the last podcast, you know, I was really being stopped from moving. Like I told you, I wasn't even supposed to be where, excuse me, I was when I got discouraged, but I was there. And it really took me aback. Like I was really taken aback. And now that I actually took that step and came here, those first two or three days were just so difficult for me. The devil really had a hold on my mind, y'all. Like, really had a hold on my mind. And I'm in the gym on the elliptical crying. Like, but I'm like, okay, I gotta get down here. I can't just sit and not do anything because I know that's not gonna help. So I'm literally on the elliptical. I'm literally doing my sit-ups like, Lord, help me, please. And I just got in the shower and I just cried and I bawled and I talked to God and I talked to the devil. It's okay when you're doing this manifestation process because the devil is going to take a hold of your mind. I'm telling you that right now. And my father told me that when you are doing God's work, the devil is always going to be on your tail because there has to be yin and yang in the world. So he's always going to be on your tail trying to distract you and discourage you. And you just have to know how to recognize it and talk to him. And that's what I did. You know, I saw someone say, I'm not afraid of my shadow side. I embrace them. I know them by names. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. It's talking to that shadow side. It's talking to the devil and telling him, get thee behind. And I was telling someone earlier that I'm on a spectrum of religion and spirituality. And, you know, I'm going to call on Jesus. I'm going to call on God because God is real and Jesus is real. When you call on their names, amazing things can happen. That's just my testimony. We'll talk about it in the next episode with the abuse. But I'm on a spectrum. I'll call on Jesus and go watch a tarot reading in the same breath and look at the angel numbers in the next breath. So religion and spirituality is a spectrum, but I just refer to, you know, my deities as God and Jesus. It doesn't matter what you call them. As long as you speak to somebody or something about, help me, please. So I keep getting sidetracked because I'm just so excited. I talk to the shadow side. I talk to the devil. And I let him know, you have to get behind. You cannot stop me from what I was put on this earth to do. Same with the LSU football team. You cannot stop fate, boo. Remember, you know, you've heard people say, what's for you is for you and nobody can take it. That's what it is. We just have to be patient enough. LSU had to wait. That was 2011. This is 2020. 9 years. 9 years from the last time they had that undefeated season and lost at the championship. Got their feelings hurt at the championship. Beat Bama the first time. Got their feelings hurt at the championship. So we just have to be patient and we have to continue working towards the things that we know we were set on this earth to do. And in doing so, you're going to have to talk to the devil because the devil is going to try and distract you and discourage you while you wait. And you got to talk to him and tell him, leave me alone. I'm God's child. I don't belong to you. You have no jurisdiction here. The enemy, anxiety, depression, whatever your devil is, whatever your enemy is, talk to it and tell it no. You keep your eyes on that prize, on that golden leaf, quote unquote, okay? You keep it on that golden leaf while you manifest, okay? So I know that was a little sidetracked, but I just had to, you know, church a little bit. Church is important. So step one, believe and ask, okay? Step two, begin the work. Step three, don't forget to say thank you. And that's important because we talk about gratitude a lot. And I don't think we realize just how easy it is to be ungrateful. It's very easy to be discouraged. It's very easy to be ungrateful. It's very easy to just be so upset and so non-content. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why this ain't happening fast enough? Like, I've been rapping and singing since I was 9, at least. I've been singing since I was 5, okay? I've been rapping probably since I was about, I'm going to say 11 or 12 is when I wrote my first song, Rent and Roll. I'll never forget that. But I saw this vision. I'm about to cry. I saw this vision when I was 3 years old. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget being on our back porch and seeing the red carpet, seeing the lights. And everybody, that's not everybody's dream to be a superstar or whatever it is. But whatever it is, you know. And sometimes we got to go back to our roots. And when you go back to your roots, you're able to think about all of the different things you've been able to do throughout your life to get you to the point that you're at. And that's where that gratitude comes from. You know, sometimes you can't feel it in that moment, in that every day, because like I said, you're tired. You're weak. Your mind is weak. But when I go back and I think about when I was 3 and I saw that vision, and then when I was in the second grade, I may have been, I don't know, 7, maybe 6, and I was like the featured student of the week or whatever. They featured different students, and they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said a singer. Instantly. I couldn't think of anything else. And the woman said, like, Yolanda Adams. I said, sure, I didn't know who that was. The only other singers I could think of, and I remember this vividly, the only other singers I could think of was Ashanti and Stevie Wonder. I don't even think Ashanti was popping then. Wait a minute. Hold up, rewind. That may have been an exaggeration. But I remember thinking, no, I want to be a singer like Stevie Wonder. Because that was... My dad would be so proud. That was what I grew up on. That was what I knew. So, but I just like, fine, Yolanda Adams is fine. I didn't know she was a beautiful gospel singer. I had no idea. So, moral of the story was I knew then what I wanted. And when I look back over my life, no matter how frustrated I may be in the moment, I know that I've always done things that have piqued my interest. I've always done television. When I was in the fourth and fifth grade, we had Tiger Paw News at Oglethorpe Elementary School in Atlanta, Georgia, where we had a whole production staff. I worked behind the scenes and I was a news anchor, and we broadcasted throughout the school every morning. We did news. It was cool. In the fourth and fifth grade. In middle school, I had a whole reality show on public access TV. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk? Okay. I'm interviewing Tigger from Big Tig. He's on V103 now. He was on Rap City. I'm interviewing him. I'm interviewing Andrew Young. I'm interviewing Lisa Ray. I'm interviewing James Brown's daughters. I'm interviewing Judge Hatchett. This is in the seventh and eighth grade. You can move on. You move on to high school. High school, I was tripping. High school, I was tripping. I was determined to not be a light worker. I was determined to not be who God wanted me to be. Just ungrateful, confused, a teenager. I was dealing with a lot, though. Abandonment issues, self-worth issues. And so all that stuff makes you lose sight of the golden leaf. And even at 15 years old, when I was in my basement recording, because my dad put a studio in the basement for me, I felt... And these are key significant moments. I'm like, this is the third moment now. I felt when I was in that booth and I was spitting whatever I was spitting, I felt the wave come over me. I felt something that I've never felt since, and I hadn't felt up until that point, a passion, a love. And I knew again at 15 that music was the only thing that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Now, I love radio. I love television. I love podcasting, all these things. I love having my reality show. I really do enjoy it. It doesn't feel like work when I'm sitting here talking and editing, and it doesn't feel like work. But I know that my one true passion, my one true love at 3:33 p.m., okay, which is 3:33. I know those life path number has a lot to do with creativity, is music. Always has been and always will be. And I know that the journey between then and now, when I gave up music at 16 years old, my parents paid $10,000 for me to work with a producer. We made some beautiful music, which you will hear on Nothing New Volume 2. As soon as Nothing New Volume 1 can get uploaded, you'll get Nothing New Volume 2. And I decided one day, I don't want to do this anymore. My dad said, okay. My mom said, okay. And they took their hands off the wheel. And I had to go through 10 years of bullshit, flat out. 10 years of going around my manifestation, going around my golden leaf. But it was necessary. I had to learn these trials. I had to learn these tribulations. And that's why I feel so strongly that moving was the right thing for me, because with this spiritual journey that I've been on in the last year, that stemmed from the end, the tail end of that journey was going through this abuse, which is why I wanted to talk about it. But I'll talk about it in the next episode, because it's, like I said, it needs its own thing. The tail end of this learning curve, this 10-year learning curve, was going through that abuse. And so since then, since last May up until now, 2019 May up until now, I've been on this spiritual roller coaster. And since that spiritual roller coaster, other than the abuse, that's an isolated incident of spirituality. Since leaving that situation by the grace of God to now, I've been under attack several times. And I've had to retreat and go into my Virgo hermit mode. But this attack that I experienced earlier last week, whoo, that was a different level. And it just lets me know that I'm doing something right. When you got the haters, when you got people copying you, when you're scared, I think that's when you're doing something right. Because as long as you're complacent and you're content, how are you growing? How are you moving towards what's rightfully yours? And I think that people are afraid of losing that comfort. I said all that to speak into existence my manifestation. And, you know, I've been getting confirmation. I also want to say, if you're dealing with anxiety or you can't sleep, I told y'all I have this spiritual playlist on YouTube. Please go and check it out. Just give it a chance. There's guided meditations. There's meditations with Tibetan bowls. There's just regular sonic binaural meditations. There's some ASMR, some new moon and full moon rituals. All the stuff that I'm talking about is in that playlist. And the very last thing in that playlist that was sent to me, it had to have been sent to me this week when I was stressed and just anxious and upset, was this one on serotonin, dopamine. It releases that. And I woke up feeling like a brand new woman. And I just had to drop to my knees and thank God for sending me those sounds, because it totally did a 180 for me as far as my anxiety. So please go and check out that. You can play this stuff while you sleep. I think that's the best way to do it. But I think that it helped me get some confirmation. I was online looking at stuff I had no business looking at. Like, why am I looking at this? But I'm manifesting these homes in LA. And I go to my future husband's page, and he's talking about I'm going shopping for houses in LA next week. And I'm like, bruh, that ain't no coincidence, dog. Out of all the places in the world that you could be right now, out of all the things that you could be doing, that's what you doing? When I was doing that last night? I was scrolling through Zillow last night when I'm supposed to be asleep. So something else I heard Abraham Hicks say is that you can always look for the clues that you're on the right track, that you're headed towards your golden leaf, you're headed towards your manifestation. I'm talking about angel numbers. I'm talking about things like that, confirmation. Okay? I'm talking about, I don't know, just striking gold, talking to the devil and letting him know, no. Striking gold with that dopamine and serotonin, meditation. That's gold. I won't go a night without it henceforth. And that's what I'm talking about. In the meantime, John P. Key and what's the other brother's name? It's one of my favorite songs, They That Wait. While I'm waiting on my blessings, I get a miracle every day. It's constantly striking gold. And that's what the manifestation is all about. It's about these little steps along the journey that scare you and make you feel good at the same time, that make you look for more, that make you look for the good in situations, that make you look for the gratitude, that remind you of how it could be so much worse. It could be so much worse. And I'm off my soapbox because I ain't got nothing else to talk about. And when y'all get this, we'll be coming up on our new moon. So let me pull up some information from the fall backup on Instagram. Y'all know I absolutely adore them. Let's see what they're talking about. Okay, so Mercury enters Aquarius on January 16th. That's a really big deal. People have been talking about that. It's a time of open communication and good ideas, time to discern the real from the fake. That's recognizing that devil. That's recognizing that devil. That's recognizing those distractions and telling them to get thee behind. Love and relationship miracles taking place. I told y'all me and my boo is on the same frequency. I'm manifesting it. I won't settle for less. And I'm going to talk about why I won't settle for less in the next episode when I talk about this abuse. It's real, okay? It says some may experience uncertainty about the path ahead if the path is not already laid out for them. I mean, that's my life in a nutshell. My life is all over the place. But somehow, some way, I've been able to do the things that I love. And so I know that I did not go through that bullshit last year in vain. Okay? So whatever, that's why I'm taking every little step, enjoying every single little moment to get to my golden leaf. I'm sorry for cursing, y'all. I just feel really passionately. Last but not least, motivation to pursue your passions in life. What did I just tell y'all? I got up yesterday. I refuse to purchase another beat because right now I ain't even spent no money on these beats, but I've just invested too much time listening to other people's beats, and I've got to be patient with myself. I have a MIDI pad, thanks to my dad, and make my own beats. So I started working on that yesterday, and I just got to be patient with myself. So that's what that Aquarius energy is bringing about. Happy birthday to all the early birthday to all the Aquarii. Is that how you say that? January 16th, Mercury enters Aquarius. January 20th, the Sun enters Aquarius. And January 24th, there's a new moon in Aquarius. So we got a lot of all that stuff I was just talking about. Strong, 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 strong energy coming in threes. What I just tell you about 333. It's a time of healing and love, good ideas, positive motivation. That's why I'm here bringing all this positive. Look at God. Look at how God works. Look at how God works. Good deeds, forgiveness. Forgiveness. That's why we're going to talk about that abuse next week, and I'm going to close that chapter out. Me. So I'm going to take this next week to really get healing from that and be done with it once and for all. Because I'm tired of talking about it. I know you got to talk about it to help other people, but at some point you don't want to talk about your trauma anymore. Is anybody else like that? Or are y'all okay with singing the same song, telling the same story? No, we got to move. We got to heal and move past. We can help others, but we got to move past our trauma. Okay. Forgiveness, boost of love for the new decade, time to plan ahead. Old energy is ending. New vibes are changing things. It's a great love transformation. So if you ain't even in love, what you doing, baby? What you doing, baby? All right, let's get into some of this Wheezy wisdom. Wheezy wisdom is brought to you by Mama Maponya, and you know, basically everything that we have been talking about is your Wheezy wisdom. Okay, we'll just recap the manifestation proclamation. First of all, you must believe and you must ask. You cannot be afraid to ask. You cannot be afraid to believe. Second of all, you must start working towards the process. Okay, meet your maker. My aunt says you must meet God halfway. Meet God halfway. Meet whoever you respect, your deity, the universe, whoever. Meet them halfway. And third, you have to be patient. And while you are being patient, you must be grateful. You must say thank you for this food. Thank you for this car. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for helping me fight my battles, fight my demons every single day. And that is how you win in life. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for listening to The Lioness Den. I greatly appreciate y'all. Next week, like I said, we're going to get into this abuse, baby. We're going to wrap that thing on up. We are strong black women. Okay. or just strong women, the strong men. But, you know, I'm partial to black women because I'm a black woman, and this is the Lioness Den, and that's what I cater to, okay? I ain't mad about it at all. So anyway, thank y'all for listening. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's ChinweYBB. Check me out on YouTube at ChinweyCook. And you can listen to Nothing New Volume 1 on Google Play as well as Spotify. As soon as it's available everywhere else, I'll let you know. That's just how we do it. Okay? Oh, one more thing. So my dad said that I should leave you guys with a quote or something each podcast. So my therapist gave me a little book of prayers. So I'm just going to flip to a random page and read to you what it says. So for this week, we have a poem by Janet Morley. And it says, excuse me. May the power of God this day enable me. The nakedness of God disarm me. The beauty of God silence me. The justice of God give me voice. The integrity of God hold me. The desire of God move me. The fear of God expose me to the truth. The breath of God give me abundant life. And the church said amen. And they also said ashe. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you eat your vegetables, drink your water, and be safe in these streets. Weezy out.